Clark's WNBA debut anything but smooth as fever falls to Sun. Uncasville, Conn. Dewana Bonner climbed the all-time scoring list with 20 points and the Connecticut Sun capitalized on Caitlin Clark's mistake-prone WNBA debut Tuesday night to defeat the Indiana Fever 92-71 in a season-opening game. Clark, the number one overall selection in the WNBA draft after a record-breaking college career at the University of Iowa, tallied a team-high 20 points and 3 assists but committed 10 turnovers and committed 4 fouls. She shot 5 for 15 from the floor, including 4 of 11 from three-point range. Disappointed, and nobody likes to lose. That's how it is, Clark said. Can't beat yourself up too much about one game. Clark's miscues included 6 bad pass turnovers and 1 traveling call. Connecticut scored 29 points off Indiana's 25 total turnovers. Caitlin was able to get her some looks, able to knock them down, Indiana coach Christy Sides said. Our spacing was not great. Connecticut came in and punched us in the mouth. We'll be in the gym tomorrow watching a lot of video, trying to figure out how not to turn the ball over 25 times. On a transition bucket in the third quarter, Bonner passed Candace Dupree for the 5th most points in WNBA history, and now has 6,901. Alyssa Thomas, who recorded a league-record 6 triple-doubles last season, picked up where she left off with 13 points, 13 assists, and 10 rebounds for Connecticut. Dejoni Carrington and Tyasha Harris each added 16 points, and Rachel Banham had 10 for the Sun. Nelissa Smith posted 13 points and 9 rebounds for Indiana. Clark connected with Aliyah Boston to tally an assist on the game's opening possession. But the high-profile rookie also picked up 2 early fouls and sat for most of the final 4:51 of the period. Harris made 3 three-pointers in the first quarter to help the Sun build a 19-13 lead. Carrington poured in 14 points in the second quarter to add to that edge. Clark's first WNBA basket came on a driving layup midway through the second quarter after she had missed her first 4 shots. Her first professional three-pointer was a catch-and-shoot play from the left wing to cut the deficit to single digits 30.1 seconds before halftime. But Connecticut eventually took a 49-39 edge to the locker room. Clark hit a 29-foot triple and Erica Wheeler added 5 points in an 8-2 fever spurt early in the third quarter to trim the deficit to 53-47. That was as close as Indiana could get, as Bonner and Thomas combined for the next 6 points. Bonner's 3-point play at the 6:37 mark of the fourth quarter gave the Sun a 75-59 advantage. Clark made her third 3 on the ensuing possession, but Harris answered with 1 for Connecticut, and the Fever never threatened again.